Joined by Declan Bonner after the match here in Killarney. Declan, your team have lost by 113 to 7 points. How did you see that one?
Listen, it was a difficult day, to be quite honest, and conditions were horrendous, but they were the same for both teams. We thought probably at the half time, we started the game reasonably well, first maybe 12-15 minutes was 2-2, and Kerry kicked on 9-2 in half time, but even at that, we felt that wasn't insurmountable. There was a chance in the second half if we needed to tag on scores, but we didn't get those scores. We kicked one and then we gave away a poor goal, which was disappointing. But just probably in that second period, didn't create enough chances, and ultimately, Kerry were the better side. I would have been disappointed with our second half performance.
Yeah, what happened in that second half? Because there was a big breeze at your back, but it seemed to be difficult to even create the scoring opportunities, never mind take them.
Yeah, it was, no doubt about it. It was, and we have to look back on that, to be quite honest. And as I say, we did introduce a number of lads in the second half that haven't played. We needed to get them back on the pitch, the likes of Niall, the likes of Oshin, and the likes of Darrow Wheel, to get those guys back playing again. So. But as I say, ultimately, Kerry were better side on the day, and deserves their 2 points.
The goal was a bit of a sucker punch because David Clifford had kind of miscued his shot, had a drop short, but it just skidded off the ground.
Disappointing, but these things can happen in conditions like that there. And, unfortunately, the ball bounced fairly awkwardly for Sean, and it was dealt with. But these things happen. But, you just move on. As I say, we have a match to get ready for now next weekend against Tyrone, and it becomes an important match for us now.
Yeah, there was an opportunity probably a couple of, maybe about 10 minutes before the end. Ryan McHugh intercepted a sideline ball and he went through on goal. He looked for Paddy McBrady. Should he went himself, or how did you see that goal chance?
Yeah, no, it was an opportunity, we didn't take. Possibly he could have went, but, he felt Paddy was in a better position, and we got nothing out of it. But it was one of those days. I say the second half performance from our point of view wasn't good enough all round, and we go back now, we look at that there and see where we can get the improvement that we need for next weekend.
Yeah, you were missing a lot of important players here. Michael Murphy obviously didn't play, Jimmy Brennan, Michael Langan and Keelan McGonigal didn't feature, weren't in the match day squad. Can you tell us what the story is there?
Michael's struggling with an injury at the minute, so we'll just wait and see. Keelan's going to be out for the rest of the league, and Keelan's been one of our mainstays in the middle of the park for the last couple of years, but unfortunately he picked up an injury against Kildare, and it was more serious than we first thought, so he's going to be out of football for a period. Michael Murphy, we're just waiting to see now, getting him back again, but we're not going to be rushing him back in. And as I said, Jamie Brennan's still recovering, so he's still a few weeks away. But it was good to get those guys back on the pitch today. We need to get these guys up to speed now. As I say, ultimately we want to be playing Division 1 football next season, but the main priority will always be the Armagh game and championship on the 24th of April.
And Keelan McGonigal will miss the rest of the league. Will he be a doubt for that game against Armagh, or how do you see that?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. That's going to be, that's the situation he's in at the minute. So, we just wait and see now. It's unfortunate. He's been, probably our most consistent player over the last couple of seasons, but as I say, these things happen, and we're hoping that we can get him back in time for championship.
There was good news that you got Hugh McFadden, Darrow Boyle back in for their first appearances of the year, and Oisín Gallan as well.
Hughie started in and put in a good 55 minutes for us. So we had those four guys there, Hughie's first game in 6 months since he picked up that nasty injury, so good to get him back on the pitch too. So that was important from our point of view, and as I say, the likes of Niall coming back in again, and Oisín getting his first taste of football this season, and also Darrow Boyle. So yeah, from our point of view, it's good to get those guys back.
And Rory O'Donnell in for his league debut down in Fitzgerald Stadium. It was a tough one to come in for.
Rory's been training well. He's a good lad. He's just out of the under-20s, and he deserved to get his opportunity. And he done rightly out there. It's not an easy place to come to make your senior debut against Kerry down in Killarney. But no, he acquitted himself quite well, and he's been going well with us.
And 6 days now, you turn around before the Tyrone match. It's going to be a big, big game in McCool Park.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a real Northwest, Northwest derby. It's our first time meeting since the Ulster semi-final. I think conditions will be a bit worse than what they were that day. That was a serious heat in Brewster Park. So it's going to be another probably heavy going in McCool Park. But listen, it's one we're looking forward to. It's the matches you want to pick. We have three big Ulster matches coming up now with Tyrone, Monaghan and Armagh. And then we have Dublin just before the last league match.